North and South Korea today started their first regular train service since the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. The run of freight cars across their heavily armed border is being hailed as a milestone in reconciliation. Korea specialist Dr. John Swinson Wright from the University of Cambridge says despite this progress, a full normalization of relations won't be possible until the North's nuclear issue is resolved.
Establishment of the rail link is a gradual continuation of the progress that was achieved in the recent summit between the two leaders. This is an indication, I think, that there is a willingness on the part of both countries to put in place practical measures to enhance engagement, but one shouldn't overplay it. I think there is plenty of positive indications that the North is serious about engaging with South Korea, but one of the critical issues will be whether it's possible for the North to once and for all put its nuclear capabilities permanently beyond use, which is what the United States in the form of Christopher Hill is pushing for. And unless that's resolved, full normalization won't be possible.